Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
We've been talking about the heart, and the heart is what we center our lives around. So the idea is, Jesus said, I want you to center your life around me. He said, you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. He wants you to center your life around Him. And when you do that, you begin to discover how much God loves you. And when you begin to discover how much God loves you, your value starts to come up. Really, your esteem. Your esteem starts to come up. How you value yourself. You see that? How you value yourself is important. Because now I can love people. That's the next one. Love your neighbor as yourself. You see, on those two commandments hangs everything. You see, when your esteem is high up, you can only get that from God. Because He's your creator. But when your esteem is low, you'll put anything in your body. You'll say anything to people because you're low. All crime, all drug addiction comes from a low self-esteem. You'll give your body to anybody. You see that? You'll give your body to anybody when your esteem is low. You see, you think you need something. You don't need that. You need God. And God to show you where your life is. Am I making sense? Because you see, when your esteem's low, you'll do anything with your body. Your body's the temple of the Holy Spirit. If you're a believer, the temple of God. And you're going to hop in bed with something. I know I'm talking live stream, but that's the way we talk up in here. Look at me real close. Because see, when you understand that, it'll keep you out of a lot of demonic activity in your life. When you ignore that, you're calling that mess in your life. You're calling it. That comes from your heart. See that? That comes from your heart. Anything with your body, with another person, is only for marriage. Only for marriage. You don't get up close on a woman and a man outside of marriage. I saw a picture of a young lady I know very well. All up on a man. Man didn't even have his shirt on. Still in high school. That's asking for problems. That's asking for demonic activity in your life. You're calling it. You're inviting it. That's why we need to teach our children. Marriage is one man and one woman. All these other ideologies aren't from God. It's one man and one woman. And when you take your body and you put it up on somebody else's body like that, you're asking for problems if it's outside of marriage. And you know what happens? It gets on your children. It'll carry on. It keeps passing on. When you understand this, things change in your life. God will begin to really show you things about your life. But if you continue in that mess, He can't show you. You're stopping it because of what you're centering your life around. This is huge. This is huge. I'm just here to tell you. Why are you talking about this? Because it's a problem. It's a problem everywhere you look. I just did 3 marriages. You know what? Why I was excited about them? Every one of them was living together. Well, what are you excited about that for? Because every one of them said, I want to do it right. See, when I got married, I wasn't a Christian the first time. I wasn't a believer. Neither was she. It was all about that flesh. That's all it was about. Then I got saved 5 years later. And I've been on fire ever since. Thirthree years after that, she walked away. Got to center your life around Him. I'm still here. God can restore your life. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care what you've been through. God can restore it and rebuild it better than it ever was. Look what the Lord has done. Are you with me? He says He'll restore what the locust has eaten. And it doesn't matter if you're 10 years old or 80. When you begin to fulfill His will, the rebuilding and the restoring starts. And fulfillment comes when you're in His will. If you're always looking for something else, because you haven't tasted His will yet. Y'all all right? Glad you came to church this morning. Go with me to our vision. And then we're going to go to our scripture. To build a people who are established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. God is always testing our hearts. Always. Every day, He's looking at your heart. What are you centering your life around? He wants it to be Him. Now, we've been looking at the heart. Remember, out of your heart springs the issues of your life. Proverbs 4:20 through 23. So out of your heart springs the issues of your life. Now, go with me to Psalms 51. We are going to look at today a broken heart. A broken heart. And we've all, if you haven't had a broken heart, it's coming. Your heart's going to be broken. Remember, our response is our responsibility. See that? Our response is our responsibility. You're responsible. Not grandma, not your wife, not your kids, not Uncle John, not your dad. You are responsible. See that? Your response is your responsibility. Now think about this. For you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offerings. There he's talking about a religious ceremony, being religious. See that? Outwardly. They're giving, they're sacrificing animals for sin that can only last for a year, but it really didn't even last that long, but they did it annually. You see that? It was religion, outwardly. You know what? God's not concerned about outward things. Outwardly religion. You know what I mean? He cares about your heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks at your heart. You know, I know people go to their house, they got everything. I mean, every shoe, every hanger, every tool in the garage, right there. Oh, it's perfect. But their heart is full of a mess. Are you listening to me? You can have all that appearance and be as... Are you listening to me? I didn't want to say what I was thinking. So I thought I better not. So, we got visitors up in here today. I wouldn't have said it anyways. So, oh, there goes our pastor. No. But I'm trying to help you see this. That outward stuff is empty when it comes to God. He's looking at your heart. Now watch this. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. These, O God, you will not despise. You see, a broken spirit. Broken means submission in Hebrew. It means to submit. You've heard of breaking a horse. When a horse is broken, you see, then they can go on in their training and whatever they're going to use them for. But in David's day and back in those days, a horse had to be broken before it could go to war. Because wars were a big thing. If you win the war, you help thousands of people. But you see, a horse that didn't want to be broken could never go to war and help thousands of people. Because he didn't want to be broken. So because he didn't want to be broken, he had to stay in the barn. Didn't matter how fast he could run. Didn't matter how high he could jump. Didn't matter how good looking he was. None of that mattered. Because if he didn't want to submit to his master, he was dangerous to all the people that he was going to go to war with. And you know what? That's the way our lives are. When you're not willing to submit, all your gifts and talents, they're not accomplishing anything. You're in the barn and you don't even realize it. God wants to get you out of the barn. He wants to use you to help thousands of people, millions of people. It takes submission. It takes being broken. Broken. And willing to listen to what he says. Now, a broken and contrite heart. Contrite heart. What's a contrite heart? Contrite means humility, but it also means repent. When someone's willing to repent. Repent. Re, prefix re, back to, pent. Pent is the pentacle, the highest level. You participate in the highest level when you're willing, the highest level of life that God created you for, when you're willing to repent. See that? When you're not willing to repent, you're going to stay at a low level. You're going to stay in a low self-esteem. You're going to keep doing those wrong things over and over until you get to be old age. See that? Because you see, when you're humble and you have a contrite heart, you're dependent on God. God wants you dependent on Him. You see that? In Psalms 17, or Jeremiah 17, 5, it says this, "Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes the flesh his strength. For he shall be like a shrub planted in the desert and will not see when good comes." Cursed is the man. You see, when you try to do it yourself, you're cursed. And the suffix ed, cursed, speaks to the end. Cursed. To the end. I'm cursed to the end when I try it my way. That song, "I Did It My Way," that's a lie from, you might have, but you are miserable than a goose in a hailstorm. Hailstorm all your life. Are you listening to me? Now listen. The next verse, 6 and 7, Jeremiah. Blessed is the man. Blessed. Ooh, the suffix ed speaks to the end. The end. Blessed on the whole thing. Blessed is the man whose trust is in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, spreads out its roots by the river, and shall not fear when heat comes. But its leaf will be green and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will it cease from yielding fruit. Blessed. You're going to keep producing fruit in the worst of times, in famines, in coronavirus, in pandemics, chaos. You are going to keep producing because your trust is in the Lord. Am I making sense? I'm going to start preaching in a minute. He says, I'm interested in your heart. That's what he's looking at. Joel 2:13 says, render your hearts and not your garments. Garments are outward religion. Outward. He doesn't care about your outward. He doesn't care what it looks like. He's looking at your heart. I got to keep moving. We can't earn our way to God. If all we have is an outward display, you're empty. You're empty. True faith starts inside. Inside of us. In you. Go with me to James 4:6. Talking about a humility. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. To the humble. The one who's dependent on God. He gives more grace. You see, grace is power. Grace is power. When he gives you grace, he gives you power to overcome whatever it is you're going through. See that? And you need grace. It says, the grace of God that has appeared to all men has been given to us to teach us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously in this present evil age. See, he gives us grace. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 through 12 and 13. He gives you grace. And it teaches you and shows you, it saves you. When you can give grace to people, it saves you. Why? Because you're giving a godly response to a negative situation. Are you catching that? You can only do that when you're dependent on God. You can only do that when you're dependent on God. He gives grace to the humble. We're having church today. Now wait, listen. So think about this. When you have grace, you can give grace. But if you're not dependent on God, you don't have it to give. And you're trying to do it yourself. So that's why he says he resists. That word resist means frustrate. Has anybody been frustrated this week? You're trying to do it yourself. When you're frustrated, you're trying to do it yourself. I'm telling you what, I want to cultivate some grace. I want to get in the line where the grace is. Are you with me? I want him to empower me with his grace. I want to be blessed. How about you? See, if I can give grace, it's going to come back. And I'm going to be, your mind hasn't been saved. Well, I went to the altar 30 years ago. You can still be in the same spot. You don't understand what I'm talking about. If you don't renew your mind, you're going to be miserable all your life and be saved. Your spirit gets saved, but your mind has to be renewed. Talks about it in Ephesians 2. Talks about you once walked in the course of this world in the flesh and of the mind, in the spirit of the mind. Your mind needs to be renewed. You see this? Without the renewing of your mind, you're going to keep thinking about the same things. You're going to keep wanting to do some of the same things you used to do. I mean, I used to drink beer in the shed across the street. Sixth grade. Get drunker than a monkey. Trying to heal my own life. Used to smoke stuff too. I don't mean Winston's. I know what tops and all that stuff's about. Some of you don't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. But some of you do. You don't need that. When you put that in your body, you can't heal anything with that. God can heal you. Are you listening to me? God can heal you. You see, if you keep doing that, that's because you're bitter. If you need a drink, if you say, I got to have me a drink. Man, I've worked all week. I need one. You know, this big thing with these mothers online, they got to have some wine. You know, the kids are just driving me crazy. Well, that's because you haven't renewed your mind. Sometimes you got to go crazy to renew that mind. See this? You don't need all that. The Holy Spirit will help you. He will comfort you no matter what you're going through. And you see, if you don't deal with a broken heart, you can become bitter. Bitter, resentful, negative, a jaded view. When somebody's bitter, they become a scorner. A scorner. It says in Psalms 1, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat with the scornful. Who's the scornful? The one who's been hurt and broken and never dealt with it. When you don't deal with it, it contaminates and taints your thoughts and your view of everything. You ever get around people? They want to complain about everything? Aren't you glad they come around? Aren't you looking for them when you go to work? Oh, where are they at? I want to hear some more of that. Huh? Scorners. People live their whole life in scorn. If you sit with that and listen, you become that way. You'll become that way. That's why he says, blessed to the end. If you don't sit there, you sit there, you're going to be that way. You're going to be scorning just like them and bitter. And it says in Hebrews 12, lest any bitter root spring up and cause trouble and cause many to be defiled. You'll be used. The word defiled means unholy. You'll be defiled and you'll cause others to be defiled because of your bitter root and your scorning. Then it says, talks about the grace. If anyone falls short of the grace of God. See, when you fall short, you're not giving it. So when you don't give it, salvation in that area of your life isn't going to take place. But when you can give grace, it's protecting you. And you begin to see God. See, that's what he says. Without holiness, no one sees God. We need to see God now. That's not talking about when you go to heaven. That's talking about now. I was talking about a scorner. They're not going to see God because everything's jaded. You're going to talk, oh, the church. I'm going to tell you what. The church is God's delivery system. You need the church. I need the church. I don't know where I would be if I didn't have the church. When my wife left me, I didn't know what was going on. What is going on? You talk about a broken heart. I wasn't expecting that. We weren't Christians when I got married. We got married. Here 33 years later, gone. I was in it to win it. I was in it no matter what. I was going to stay no matter what till the end. Wasn't expecting that. Broken heart. I'm telling you this from experience. Is this making sense? Don't become a scorner. My grandmother was a scorner. My mom's mother. And my mom was the one who had the problems. Psychological problems. Put it into a mental institution. I believe that was the problem. That was the problem. If you can't teach your children to love God and love yourself, it's going to put something on them. It's going to put something on them that's going to visit their house daily. But when you understand this, my grandmother looked at everything so negative, I couldn't believe it. All came out of her mouth. All the time I was being raised, she would buy me anything. She bought me new Kreger mags for my car when I got my license. I mean, that was the coolest thing going. I said, oh, Grandma, I'll come over all the time. I never went back. I didn't want to be around her because of that. But then she had to live with my parents. And I became a preacher. One day we was in the living room and she started. Guess what I did? I started preaching in the living room. She started crying. We got on our knees and she gave her life to Jesus. I can't remember her complaining after that. Now, you just guys are telling me, I'm going to tell you the truth. Don't allow that to get in you. Don't be a scorner. Don't hang around people that do. Pray for them. Bless them. Invite them up in the church. And God will heal them. Am I making sense? I need to keep moving. Humility brings the grace of God and the power of God on your life. Philippians 2:5, real quick. See, when you're humble, you're not always thinking more highly of yourself than you should. You're always considering other people. That's foreign to some people. Some people, it's all about you. If all you think about is your problem and your deal all the time, you need to start serving others. And when you do, guess what happens to your problem? It dissipates. You start magnifying God, make Him bigger. Make God bigger. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Make Him bigger. Magnify means make bigger. Make God bigger than any problem you have.
Been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com. or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.